waiting for the repetition of the Amidah, and we arrive, we need to finish with them, no? Let's say that I start later than they started. I need to finish when they. So, I arrived to Yehiel El Sembrei Fibe Yomi Faneja Ashun Suri Bewali at the end of the Amidah, and I have an okay.
And sir.
Yes. So, if they're arriving to the Hazara, I should skip that part, right? And start the Hazara with them.
If they're getting up to Kedusha, I mean, you have a couple, yeah. Another minute, depending on the shul, but you have a little bit of time.
So,
Kedusha.
If they're in the Kedusha, and they're in the introductory paragraphs, should I also skip that part? Let's say that I can rush it and just arrive to Kadosh with them.
Now, once they start a Kedusha, you shouldn't walk back. So then you don't. There's no point in skip. The point of skipping Elokai Netzar is so that you could take three steps back before you have to say anything that's not really part of Shemoneh Esrei, even Kedusha or Kaddish. Even though you're allowed to respond to Kedusha and Kaddish, you know, the main parts during Elokai Netzar, but it's better if you could avoid it by stepping out altogether, stepping out of Shemoneh Esrei. But once they've started Kedusha, you're not supposed to walk back anyway. So at that point, you don't gain anything by skipping Elokai Netzar. Just say Yuli Ratzon, as you said, and then answer to the main parts of Kedusha. And then afterwards, you could say Elokai Netzar. That's the idea. The idea is you want to be, because as long as you're in Shemoneh Esrei, it's called your Omid Lefnei HaMelech. You're Omid Lefnei HaMelech, so you shouldn't be saying anything else that's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. But at the same time, if you're sort of forced to, meaning if they're up to Kedusha and you're there, so you're allowed, you're supposed to answer the Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Vod and Amen. And once you answer that and they've gone on, then you might as well finish all the kind of, you know, say all the kind of, sorry, no reason to skip to that. Thing. So, last week we discussed the minhag of not cutting hair during the Omer. I don't think last week's shiur got onto the Kol's website, whatever it is, but it is recorded, so maybe we could, if somebody wants it, we could probably still access it. What I wanted to discuss this week is the minhag of not getting married during Sfiras HaOmer and about music and dancing. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off this way, with this Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel begins, Noah Gin Shalom Lisa Isha Bein Pesach Latzeres Ad Lag LaOmer. The minhag is not to have chasanas, not to do nesuin between Pesach and Shavuos until Lag LaOmer, Mipnei Shabaosu Zman Mesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because during that period of time, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished, as the Gemara describes in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, that they died, and they died during this period, and it was a tremendous blow to the world, to the Torah world. And it says the Ha'olam Shamim, the whole world was stunned and was left empty because of it, until Rabbi Akiva started over, and he cultivated five new Talmidim, and from those five Talmidim, the whole chain of Tersha Baal Peh. But he lost 24,000 Talmidim, and that was, as you said, tremendous tragedy of indescribable proportions. So it's for that. That's the reason given in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, why we practice certain inyanim of Avelis during this period. There are other reasons given in Rishonim, but this is the reason brought in Shulchan Aruch. We discussed last week that there are different minhagim as to which part of these 7 weeks one has to observe these minhagi avelis. It's primarily only during 33 days out of the 49, and there are various minhagim as to which 33 it applies to, and we'll touch a little bit on that this week. But just in the very bare bones, we said that the main two minhagim is that one minhag starts right away at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer and goes through Lag BaOmer, and then already Lag BaOmer the restrictions are lifted, and the other minhag begins around the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, meaning the first part of the Omer is okay around the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, and goes till either the beginning of Shloshes Yemei Hagbala or to Shavuos itself, depending on the the nuances that we discussed last week, which could be heard on last week's recording. So now, when it comes to chasanas, the interesting thing is, although the general approach is that it goes hand in hand, and that when you can't take a haircut, that's when you can't get married, and vice versa. During the period of the Yomer that are taking haircuts and listening to music, then chasanas are permissible as well. But it's not so simple. It's not so simple that is the case. There is a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, in the first chelik of Igros Moshe, or Chaim Aleph, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, tshuva written back, I think it was in the 50s, where Rav Moshe was asked about what is the minhug, right, it was in the 1958, Yud Ches Adar Tavshin Yud Ches, what is the minhug in New York? What is the minhag? What should be the minhag of in terms of marriages, weddings during the Yimei HaOmer? And in this tshuva, Rav Moshe says that Meikra Adin, there shouldn't be any chasanas during the month of Iyar, beyond after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and excluding Lag BaOmer itself, which is the 18th of Iyar, there should not be chasanas on Iyar. Meaning to say, even if you're practicing the Minhagi HaOmer from Pesach and on, and you're not cutting your hair or shaving, whatever, beginning Pesach, nevertheless, and that, as we said, that is culminating on Lag BaOmer. After starting with Lag BaOmer, you're already, that restriction is being lifted. Nevertheless, chasanas, nisuin, should not occur for the duration of the month of Iyar. This is what Moshe goes through in this tshuva.
It's just weddings?
Weddings.
Engagements or...
No, we're talking about weddings, and we'll see soon, nisuin specifically, although, but weddings. That's where Moshe writes in this tshuva, and in the in Rav Efrati's tshuva, so which is, you know, Rav Yashav's Psakim and Torah, in Chelik Dalid, Simen Kuf Yutes, he says from Rav Yashav the same thing, at least as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, that he says that he really holds that min adin, there shouldn't be bechlal weddings even from after Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But he does say that if necessary, one could be makel during the first, you know, week or so from after Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, up to and including, he says, if necessary, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. But he says beginning already the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Aleph Iyar, he's extremely machmeher that there should not be any chasnas, with the exception of Lag BaOmer himself, there should not be any chasnas whatsoever during the month of Iyar. And he was ad kedei kach, he brings a maisa shahaya where there were a number of immigrants, Russian immigrants, who were, you know, new to Yiddishkeit, new to Frumkeit, being introduced to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and under the influence of some mashpia. And they were married couples, but only married civilly. They never had a chuppah of a kedushin. And the person who was being betapel, was working with them, gave various, presented before Rabbi Yashav various reasons why he felt it was important to take care of it as soon as possible. This was sometime during the month of Iyar, and he wanted to be able to arrange the chuppah of the kedushin. Besides, I guess just inherently the value of the couples married, they should be done, you know, lefi kedusk kedin. But apparently he had other reasons why pushing it off would not have been advantageous. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yashav said it can be makel only to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. After Rosh Chodesh Iyar, until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, ain lehakel afilu b'kagonda. He said not to be makel, at least in Eretz Yisrael, said not to be makel at all. So and there are others that hold this way as well, that it's an interesting thing, because we'll see on the one hand, in one place, we're going to see later, Rav Moshe himself writes in a tshuva that haircutting is more chamer than weddings, because weddings at least is a dvar mitzvah. And is, you know, it's a chiddush that we ask for a wedding, especially if you're a person that was never married before, is the kind of mitzvah period of Rivia. It's a chiddush, we ask for that. Haircutting, kol shekein. On the other hand, we do find that weddings, from another bechina, weddings are more chamer than, because it's certainly it is a much bigger simcha than getting a haircut or, you know, trimming a beard or shaving, whatever it is. So the restrictions, or at least the time restrictions on weddings, is, according to these Gedolim and others as well, more chamur. Now, I just say, in America, this used to be the minhag. Going back, let's say, certainly 30 years, probably even a little less, maybe 25 years, this was the minhag in New York, and I believe in America in general. People did not, there weren't no chasnas between Lag BaOmer and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, meaning people got married during the week after Pesach. That's a very heavily, it's a very hard to get a chasna all during that week. There are weddings happening all the time during that week between the end of Pesach and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then Lag BaOmer, people get married, and we'll get back to that later, Mr. Shem, about the details of that. But after that, there were no chasnas. After Lag BaOmer, people did not get married until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan already, people who were kept the first minhag would get married to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, or even Beis Sivan, and Rosh Chodesh Meir, all of them. But
I don't understand it. If you had a few 30 days, and if three of them stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, shouldn't the second part be less?
First of all, it's not Borah that they stopped dying Lag BaOmer. There's, Yesh Omrim. It seems to be quite many different shitas as to what the Metzias was. So it's not Borah at all. And so that may be one of the reasons why weddings, they felt, which is a much higher degree of Simcha, they asked it even longer than the 33 days. But in addition, there were other reasons. There were many gzeiros that happened to Klal Yisrael during this period of time, during the Yemei HaOmer. And in addition to the Misa of Tamid Rabbi Akiva. And that's, some bring that's the reason also why there was like a ban on weddings during the month of Iyar, because a lot of bad things happened during the month of Iyar. Lag BaOmer itself, one place used the Lashon is used, Bacharu be Lag BaOmer lahakel me'ezatam. But other, I may say it's because of the Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Different reasons, especially if you learn that the deaths of the Talmidim did not stop then. So it might have to do with that. But as I said, the Isser of Chasnas is not clearly limited to 33 days, not at all. There are, as I said, the Ramesh and Eliyashiv and another post can say this as well. So this was definitely the minhag in America. It changed some, maybe 20, 25 years ago. I believe it changed for a good reason, meaning to say, changed was Baruch Hashem, the population of Yidden and from Yidden that are Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, and it's been growing, Kanai Nahari, growing significantly over the years, and especially with the yeshivas and etc. So the difficulty in finding an appropriate date in fitting the chasnas into the appropriate times became more and more difficult. And not long after the Sefirah, there's a break of a few weeks, and then there's the three weeks start when there are no chasnas, and then there's Elul, and then it goes into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So, Pasha, to lose another period of between Yilches Sivan, Yilches Iyar, and the end of the month, which is another couple of weeks, was difficult. And I really think that's the reason why people began become less nisar in this and be somich on the shittas that approach it the way you're approaching it. That whenever you can cut your hair, you can get married. It's only 33 days, and that's it. And if you keep the minhag until Lag BaOmer, after Lag BaOmer, everything's lifted, which is the way some achronim learn. Now, Rav Moshe said not to do that, and certainly at least for a long time that was probably the main reason why people didn't do that. But some years ago, they started being Mekel, and even Rabbanim Chashuvim, the way it is now, it's all over the place. I mean, in Lakewood and in all the Torah communities, it is happening.
This shoot of emotion that used to be kept, and even for Bar Mitzvahs, it had less than a simcha?
No, the Nisuin, just the weddings.
They used to make after Lag BaOmer, if you kept the first half.
He doesn't discuss. He's talking about what he's only doing at weddings. That's all. That's the only thing I saw on the weddings. So, I will say, when this first changed, I remember when the change started happening. I know for sure first it was a Talmud of Moshe. He would not go to a chasana during after Lag BaOmer until he would not attend. I'm not sure if he still follows that practice. Now we're not as many years since then, and I know there was a a Talmud in the Tel Shiva who was getting married and asked Rav Shiva, the former Ram Chaim Levin, Zichron LeBracha, asked him if he could he get married during that time. It was going to be a week after, like when it was a Sunday, he was asking about getting married the following Sunday, and he was marrying a girl from out of town, so he told him as long as the wedding's not in Chicago. He told him he should not get married in Chicago then. If he's getting married outside of Chicago, then it was matter. Now, again, I don't know what Hanhag is now. I haven't asked him recently, but it's very common. I know from very Rabbanim Chashuvim who are post-Chashuvim, who are matter, now. The Isser seems to rain very heavily a lot on Tuesday nights. Baruch Hashem, we have a roof over our head. The Isser was only Nisuin, meaning even Erisin was Mutter. What's Erisin? Eris Kedushin. It's really Mutter Menadin to be Mekadosh a woman. Tarei Mekudesh is Liba Tabasu, that's Moshe Bisrael. And if you do that, you're completely married. And if Chas V'Shalom, they want to break up after that, she needs a get. She's, she married Mama, she's an Eish Zish in a Torah. And, for... And yet that was Mutter, so it says Shemi Yekadmenu Acher. In order to make sure you get it done and nobody else, steals the kala. So that was Mutter. Nowadays, we never separate that. At least by Ashkenazim, there's no such thing as having Kedushin at one time and Nisuin only later. It's always done. I mean, the time of the Gemara was Mamash, they were separated by a year, right? The Gemara says they would be Mekadesh. And then they would give a basula, would have a year to prepare herself for the chasana. And they would get married a year later. By an aman, it was less time, but there was a whole year in between. Nowadays, it's not done that way. I once saw a shtickle from Rav Zilberstein where there was a situation where a girl was getting married. I think she might have been a little bit older. And her mother, unfortunately, was very ill. And it was Sukkos, or if they were approaching Sukkos, it wasn't possible to do it before Sukkos. And the question now on Yontif, on the entire regel, it's Usur, Ein Nosim Nashim Minmoy. You're not allowed to do Nisuin, you're not allowed to do Nisuin the entire Yontif, even Chalamoy. But Kedushim, and then you could do. So the child was brought to Rabbi Yashiv, they were afraid, they weren't certain that the Kala's mother was going to live beyond Yontif. It was day by day, they're afraid that she was Adad. And they very much wanted that she should have at least the nachas of seeing her daughter married. So the question was, could they, under those circumstances, could they do the kedushin at least during Chol HaMoed? And they can't do the suin, it's asur, but they'll do it after Yontif. But could they break it up and do the kedushin at the hospital?
Real kedushin?
Real kedushin, yeah. So she could see her daughter married. She knows she has the nachas, her daughter's married. She knows she's engaged, but it's not the same thing. And Rabbi Yashiv said, "No, it's just we don't do that. We never separate the kedushin from the suin." And he didn't allow it. And he said, "As Hashem, she'll live." The Maaseh it's brought that she did live until Chanukah, and I imagine they got married shortly after Sukkot, so maybe immediately after Sukkot. But in any case, but menadin kedushin is mutter during Sfira, just that we don't do it. But what we do, engagements, that's for sure. Okay, it's mutter to get engaged during Sfira, and it's even mutter to make a l'chaim or a vart, even. Not with music, and not with dancing, but to make a vart make a simcha, and then with a suda, even an official suda, and certainly, to serve light food, that's mutter to do during during any period of the Omer itself, it's mutter to do that. Okay, now, so we mentioned that Lag BaOmer itself is Lekuli Alma Mutter. So the question is, what is when on Lag BaOmer? Does that mean starting right away at night, or does it mean on during the day? So if you look in the Ramah in Sif Beis, the Ramah talks about haircuts, and he says, when he says mutter to be mistaper on Lag BaOmer, he says ve'ein listaper ad Lag BaOmer ba'asmo v'lo mi bo'erev, only on Lag BaOmer himself and not mi bo'erev. So the Mishmur Taisha, that means Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud, Dehainu Lag BaOmer Atzmo, Dehainu LaAcher Shetanei Tzachama, after sunrise in the morning, the day of Lag BaOmer, after Neitzachama, plus not discussing here that, you know, Davening Shachris, which means you have to Daven Shachris also, but the time is only after Neitz, V'hatam Lididhu, Agam Kei Mishim Mixes Hayom Kukula. The idea is, because of Mixes Hayom Kukula, which is a concept that we say, Legabe Avelis, when everyone knows that a person gets up from Shiva, he gets up the morning of the seventh day, after Neitzachama, even though he has to sit Shiva 7 days, but the seventh day could be a Mixes Hayom. Same thing by Shloshim. The end of Shloshim, it ends in the morning of the day 30. After the morning, the Oval is allowed to, if he's an Oval on not on a parent, he's allowed to cut his hair at that point. And even if he is an Oval on a parent, so he can't cut his hair necessarily, he has to wait. It's not Tali and Shloshim, but other dinim are Tali and Shloshim, like Rechitza and some of the other dinim that are Tali and Shloshim, and in the morning of the Shloshim. Just Agav Yud Beis Chodesh does not end in the morning. If a person is an Oval for a parent for 12 months, so even for a parent, the Shiva ends in the morning, right? You know, Mixes Ayom. The Shloshim ends in the morning, but not the Yud Beis Chodesh. And the reason for that is because Yud Beis Chodesh is not a din in Yomim. We're not counting the days. It's the din is Mixes Hayom Kukulo. So Shiva is a din in 7 days. So the seventh day could be a partial day. The Shloshim is a din in 30 days. The 30th day could be a partial day. Yud Beis Chodesh is not a din in days. It's Yud Beis Chodesh. It's 12 months. So there's no concept that the last day. We don't say Mixes HaChodesh Kukulo and Elamai the last day. There's no concept of the last day being Mixes HaYom because it's not a din in the day. It's a din to be mashed in the month. So Yud Beis Chodesh goes till the end of the month. Okay, but here, getting back here, by us, we do say Mixes Kukulo, just like I think we mentioned this last week, those who go until Erev Shuas, for example, or to Shlesh Megbal, it's only, for example, those who begin by Beis Iyar, right? Those who begin Beis Iyar, and they go all the way up to Erev Shuas, because they need it for 33 days, but Erev Shuas itself, they will, you know, they are allowed to cut their hair after Mixes Hayom, not the night before, but in that morning, after the morning of Erev Shuas, after Mixes Hayom. So the same thing is by Lag BaOmer, that whether you're counting it as the 33rd day or whether it's one of the 33 days, where there's a special heter that to say Mixes Yom in the morning, but you need that concept. That's what the Ramah is saying. That's what the Mishnah attached to the Ramah. You need Mixes Yom Kukulo and not Be'erev. So this is talking about haircuts. Then the Mishnah continues when he says there are achronim that are mekel lehistaper mi Be'erev. There are achronim that are mekel that one could cut one's hair in the evening as well. And he brings a number of Echronim, the Shabur in the bottom, in the Shartzi, and says, interesting, Mishnah Berurah, he says that it really shouldn't be that way. And Mishnah is like, indicated, I don't hold that way, he doesn't use those words, but he says, Mikol Makom, Acha, Shekama Mekilim, Gamba Erev, Shalefan of Listaper. So, and he quotes some Echronim, he says, Lo Nimnati Lahavi Daitim Lifnem. I didn't not bring their opinion in the Mishnah Berurah. I was willing to bring their opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, indicating though that's not the shita I'm trying to sell or to the shita I hold of. But there are a number of gedolei chachamim hold this way. So he says lo nimnati milhavi daitam lefim. But says the Mishnah Berurah v'sim Eliyahu Rabba. The Rabba is one of the great early achronim to mikol makom leinyan nesuin lo reisi mikilim. Ki im biyom lag ba'omer ba'atzmo v'lo mi b'layla shelafanu. But legabi, you know, chasen is getting weddings, that not. He says, lo re'isi mekilim. And now some of that are mekil, the mashal legabi haircutting stuff, is based on the fact, some are tolid, there are at least two possible explanations. Some say, Mixes Hayom Kukulo, you could say at night. You could say it's not the standard shot. Just share with you also what comes to mind. There's a true from the Marsham about a situation where I think it was the woman was sitting Shiva. It was one of the couple, I think the woman, but was sitting Shiva. And we know that during, if either a husband or a wife is in Shiva, so they're not allowed to, one of the things, they're not allowed to have relations during the entire Shiva, after Shiva's mutter. So the situation was, I believe, that the woman was getting up, let's say, Monday morning. Monday was the seventh day. And later that day, the husband was going out of town. He already had a trip planned, and he was leaving town. So they were ushered during the Shiva. And then the next day, she'll become mutter in the morning, but the next night, Monday night, it'd be permissible, but he's gone. He's going out of town. So for my recollection, I didn't look this up now, but for recollection, so the Marsham, I believe, was matir under consider the Shas Hadchak, matir them to be together the last night, the night, the seventh night of the Shiva.
It's a mitzvah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but... Fine, but I'm just saying he was so much on this concept that mixes a Yom Kukulo that is a tzad to say it even at night. It's a tzad, I believe that is his rationale. Maybe it's not his own rationale. I'm not bringing a riot to this. I'm just saying that there's such a concept that say mixes Yom Kukulo even at night. I can account even by Avelis Mamish, even for something of that nature, which is a big steer to Avelis. But okay, so anyway, so that's one side here. The other side, some say that for those that are knowing not to say Tachanun on Lamed Beis Ba'Omer at Mincha. So that means that we're considering that means the simcha must be all the way already at night because if the simcha of Lag BaOmer really first started during the day, so then we should say Tachna Mimcha, just like Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? We don't say Tachna Erev Rosh Hashanah, but most days that we don't say Tachna, we don't say the Mincha before also, right? Rosh Chodesh, we don't say the Mincha before or Tu B'Shvat. Well, most days, if you don't say most days. Maybe we'll mention another exception soon. Most days, if you don't say Tachnan that day, you don't say the day before at Mincha either. But days like Erev Rosh Hashanah, when it's only like a Yontif because of tomorrow, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. So you don't, the Erev of Erev, you don't not say Tachnan. We do say Tachnan Erev, the 28th of Elul, we say Tachnan at Mincha. Or another example, though, I'm not going to say this, there aren't some to say differently. Another example is Pesach Sheni. Even now, the whole Pesach Sheni itself not saying Tachan is not Pashut. It's well known that the Chazon Ish said, well, why not? Why don't you say Tachan Pesach Sheni? Of course you do. But the Midrash Olam is pretty much not that way. I think most places you look, you will see that Tachan is, you'll say, no, we don't say Tachan. But what about Erev Pesach Sheni? What about, the Mincha before? So the Mincha before, although it did originally say in some places that you shouldn't, it was a mistake, and there's no reason, and there's no justification, and no need not to say Tachnun the Mincha before, because Pesach Sheni is goof, it's like an Erev, the celebration or whatever. It's, I mean, now there is a celebration, but the Zecher to it is only during the day. So if Lag BaOmer, if it's only during the day, so then why aren't we saying Tachnun the Mincha before? So some learn from there that vice versa, that no, it does start at night. And then, so places that don't say Tachnun Mincha before, and we Taka don't. We don't say Tachnun on the 32nd of the Omer Mincha. We don't say Tachnun. So some use that as a simon and as a proof that the Simcha of Lag BaOmer starts at night. And okay.
And the music is waiting to go until the entire night of like Lama Gimel.
Lama Gimel, Lama Dal. What do you mean?
Lama Gimel. I'm saying like Lag BaOmer is the 33rd, right?
Right.
So I'm saying, let's say that you have a wedding. You're gonna have a wedding on the 33rd, right?
Yeah.
And the music, like the whole
band,
said
that
they can go until.
We'll get that. It's a shame, right? Yeah, we'll get that. Okay. So I'll come back. But the Mishnah Berurah says not like the Mishnah Berurah brings daily a rabba loris and mikilim ki in biyom lag bom baatzmo, and doesn't make a difference whether you say tachlin, you don't say tachlin, erev lemaisa, you shouldn't do ishav chasis then. He's only making in a situation if lag baomer comes out on a Friday, as it does sometimes, and it's difficult to do the chasna on Friday, as he says, and vahu lo shas hadchak lasus bayom efshe sheish lahak lasus balalish lefanim. Maybe it can be makel on the Thursday night before. Going to Lag BaOmer. Now, so this is the Mishnah Berurah. Now, I know, I mean, the Shiva I come from, in the Chavetz Chaim Shiva, they're all very loyal to the Mishnah Berurah. There was a Maisa going back quite a few years now, it was in 1982, where there was a Bacher at the time who had scheduled his Chasna for Lag BaOmer, was looking to get married in Lag BaOmer. He was a Yasom from both parents, and he lived in the Rishiva's house. Rishiva's Rav Henoch Leibowitz, and he lived in the Rishiva's house. And now many Bachrim lived in the Rishiva's basement. That was, that was like an extension of the dorm. People who were Zochetu, they lived in the Rishiva's basement. But he had like a special status in that the Rishiva and the Rebbetzin were like basically took over for his parents to a certain extent. And it was understood that when he gets married, they were going to be the interferers. They were going to be the ones to walk him down the aisle. He had no parents, so they were going to be the ones to walk him down the aisle. And so he was looking to get married. It would have been, the best time would have been like BaOmer. But at that point, when he is trying to schedule his chasna, the Rashiva had already committed himself to be at a chasna in Brooklyn on Lag BaOmer during the day. And now the chasna of this Bacher I mean, this Bacher, I'll tell you, he's a Rav now. His Rav and Bacher, Rabbi Eliyahu Rabovsky, so Rav the youngest of the Bacher Hotel now for the next, yeah. He was the Bacher. So so he was getting married in Toronto. His Kala was from, his wife now is from Toronto. And his chas was me in Toronto. And the Rashiva had already, Rashiva, who was understood was going to be the Antifir, had already committed himself to a chas in Brooklyn, like Moma during the day. So so the Shaila was, could they do the chas in the Lag BaOmer at night? Now the Mishmar says not to do it. Like, you know, it wasn't a Thursday night. Could they do it? Not? So he suggests, the Rashiva recommended that he speak to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov was, you know, obviously living at the time, obviously. And he told him, he should ask Rabbi Yaakov, the Shaila, that's what he told him. So he did. He went with somebody else from the Yeshiva, was a bit older, who was more fluent in Yiddish. They went to Rabbi Yaakov, or I don't know if it was on the phone or in person, I don't know. And Lemaiser, Rabbi Yaakov was matir, at least under those circumstances, he was making, you know, even Lefi, the Middle Yeshiva said, this would warrant allowing it. And he also, then they asked him a number of shailas, legabe, that's some chasna. For example, okay, so what time could we do the chuppah? It's pretty late, you know, this time of year, it's pretty late, especially in... In New York and Toronto, things the same. It's quite late. Shkia and Seizchav is very late. So what time could they do the chas? Typically chas even during the week, the chup is called for 7:30 or something like that. But this 7:30 was probably not even shkia. So Rabbi Yaakov was matir to do the shkia, to do the chas right after to the chuppah right after shkia. Right after shkia, they can do the chuppah. And then he asked them some other shailas. I mean, I went to the chasna, and I know we shaved. I was. The time clean shaven, and not during Sfira. So, we were told Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yaakov that we could shave before the chasis, even before Shkia, even before going, you know, in the afternoon of Lamed Beis Baomer. He permitted us to shave in order to go to the chasna, you know, shaven, clean shaven. This is not a statement of what he held about using electric shavers. I have no idea, but just saying, if you could shave a different day, so you could shave, he allowed.
So does that mean that if you go to the chasna today with a new minute? You make after like Boimer and you're keeping the second days, where you're going, could you shave?
No, I mentioned that last week at the very end that Ramosha writes in Shuva only if you won't go. If you won't go otherwise, if the mamash stop you going, you could shave, otherwise not go unshaven. I think maybe the idea was first of all, was already Lamed Beis in the afternoon when not saying Tachnun, it was, you know, right. And it could be also be a difference for everybody would be coming in unshaven because it would be at least 18 days unshaven, right? Unless people with beards, but, you know, all his friends, his Bachram, you know, Bachram, and, you know, it could be a little bit different than if just some people are keeping the 1 minute instead of the other minute. So I would not say that was a right to that. But I know, and he told me that some other shaylas were asked, I think, as far as maybe having music at the Bedeck and the Chasna Tish, I don't, but I know he told me, Reski, a couple of years ago, like every year he gets calls from people who, you know, heard that he had this coverage. Reakov, exactly what Reakov was saying about this, now I did see now, I didn't bring it here, but it's a sefer that came a few months ago. Rabbi Frankel from Five Towns put out a sefer called Yad Dodi Psukim from David Feinstein. He was close to Rav David, to Rav Moshe. So he put out many Psukim from Rav David. So he writes in the sefer that he asked Rav David, what time, if you have a chas to like bomber at night, what time could you make the chuppah? And he said, at least he said in Chutz La'aretz, I assume it means like New York area, he said 30 minutes after Shkia. That's what he said over there. And he asked him, could there be music at the Bedekin before that? And he said, no. No music at the Bedekin, I assume that's the Chassidish as well. But then the chuppah could only be 30 minutes after Shkia.
I understand. So, Dalai Feinstein, without this whole meister that was Gnossim and the Rashiva, he's being mounted. Like those
achronim. Well, we'll say in a minute. Okay, maybe he's giving a skip. He said it says there if there's a chasna, if there's a chasna, that's what it says. But we'll discuss that in a second. Thank you for getting me back on track. Now it could be, you know, like I said, the 30 minutes probably depends where. I mean, in Florida, things go a little bit, you know, it gets dark a little bit quicker, so it would be a little bit earlier than that. But that's what he's matter in that sefer. Okay, so now, so he's saying that, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Eli Rabbah says, Lo Re'isi Nogin L'Hakal. L'maisa, Rav Moshe, in the same tshuva, this tshuva Sim Kufna Tess, where he says not to have any chasnas during Iyar other than like Ba'omer, he does say at the end, the very last paragraph of the tshuva, he says, L'chein L'maisa, Yesh L'hatil L'chadchila L'asas Nisuin Ad Acher Rosh Chodesh Iyar, V'chein B'lag Ba'omer, B'layla, Ubayom, meaning for their ears, Moshe. Dizesh Machmer Ho Elio Rabba Huva Bemishnah Brua Sipka Nyal Lo Mistaber Klal. Says it's not logical to me at all. To Aser Nesuin, Matar Tisparis and Aser Nesuin. The Nesuin Vadekili Mitisparis, what I mentioned before, the Ramesh writes over here. Nesuin is definitely more Kal Nesparis, Kid the Kasim Chasam Sefer. The Hochachas Ho Elio Rabba Miloro Isi Shemekilin. That way says, I never saw Bimkilin. Ain Araya, the Ad Rabba. On Nesuin, Sarech Minug Miyuchuru Barur, Shen Higu Lesar. Fakir, you have to know that there's a minute to answer. Vizelo you do a mimashalo ra. That doesn't say he didn't see the matter, doesn't mean that he says Adrab. Sir Moshe says, Lomastabra Klal, and it's mutter, he says Mufurshi, it's mutter lechatchila to have chasis even at night. In the Rav Efrasi Tshuva, Isa Yosef says the same thing with Shem Ablayashev, that he says Minadin. He says Minadin, there's no difference between night and day. You have to know each place what's the minim. So right, you have to know. Kate said no again. He said Medina, there's no difference. That's what he says, no difference between the day and night. And Lemaisa, that is pretty makubal, even in the Yeshiva Shevel in America. That's even before they started being makel to have chasnas after Lag BaOmer. The night of Lag BaOmer is pretty makubal in Yeshiva Shevel that they do chasnas. I stress that, you know. I come from the Mishnah Berurah is very loyal to the Mishnah Berurah. That's why it was considered only a Shas HaChak, and even then the Rashi didn't want to pass it himself. He said the Shalom to Rabbi Yaakov v'chulu. But it is pretty makubal in Shiva Shabbat.
Being silent on these places on those mekilim, those acharim that are making it mitzvah everybody starts tonight.
Yes, or the fact that we we don't say tachlin by erev is a raya that you don't need mitzvah seyom. That and there
but
are
for that reason you could also go to.
Could be. Maybe it's only Liyavi Nisuin. Maybe it's only Nisuin, which is a big tzairach. In fact, again, I didn't check everything. Now I prepared a little bit in a hurry, but I'm almost positive, and this could be looked up. So if I'm saying anything wrong, look it up. In the Sefer of Kovitz Halachas, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Pesachim, I believe his matter there, chasin is like Bomer. I'm pretty sure I heard Bishmo, even before the Sefer came out, that it's perfectly fine to have a chasin at night. Which is why I said before when they asked Rabbi Yaakov, Lavdavka, that he always stems with Rabbi Yaakov's Pesachim. But when they asked Rabbi Yaakov and he was matter, I don't know if he's matter just because, Davka Shas HaChakar, he might have held Samus Mutter. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I heard Rishmo said, and I think it's in the Sefer, it says Mutter. But Lagabe had music at Lakas, I think he says there, he says, I don't know where they got, where the heather comes from. Pretty sure he says in that Sefer, he doesn't know what the source is that people are making to have music at night.
So why it's Tispiris, yes?
You mean over here? You mean these Achronim?
Yeah. No, it's there.
First of all, again, this is not, it's not the main sheet in the Mishnah Berurah. So he's saying, he said at least those who are mekel, because again, maybe it's not the main, maybe it's not this a mitzvah like, but it's.
We're not being stubborn on them. We're saying it's a mitzvah.
And also, we do find that the different minhagim are treated differently. There are definitely those that hold that rikudim mecholos, which includes music, is usher the entire time. Even in the days that you're not here, there are definitely those that hold that way. Well, maybe we'll get to that. I don't think we'll get to that tonight. But it's not kula b'chadu machna machtina. Partially, it's because of minhag. Right? Partially because of but lemaisa, they are treated differently. So I'm pretty sure you can look it up. Maybe I'll look it up before next time. If I'm saying something wrong, I'll try to correct it. But I'm pretty sure the Rishmol says he doesn't know what the source is to be made at night for music, but chasnas he has made it. Al Kopadim, getting back here. So in the Sefer Bein Pesach HaShavuos, where it is, he also brings from Achronim. I think he brings from Maria Asad and other Achronim that were Mekel to have chasnas at night. So as I said, that's pretty makubal to be what I see, at least in America. I suspect in Eretz Yisrael as well, that the chasnas at night is pretty makubal. The question is, then you have to get into the details. When could you start, and what could you do, before this man, the gabe, the, like I said, music, shaving, etc. The bottom line is, when the shilas come up about when the chuppah should be, it's really at the end of the day going to be up to the Masada Kedushin. I mean, obviously, anybody who's planning a chasna then for themselves or for their children should consult with the Masada Kedushin as to what time to make the chuppah. Okay, now the question is, if you do make the chuppah, you do make the chasna on Lag BaOmer itself. So avada, that should be during the day, especially if you're keeping the second minug. But according to what we said before, and if you're a Moshe, In any case, you should make sure to make the chasna before shkia, the chuppah before shkia. But once the chuppah is before shkia, then Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, and again Rav Yashu says in Davar Pashut, that you can continue into the night. I mean, maybe this grass book. Even you can continue into the night of Lamed Dalid with regular dancing and music and the whole bit.
That would be even a better thing. Because that everyone would do. And that'd be the sign of emotion. To do it like that, everyone would drop off.
Well, pretty much, though, they do bring down a tshuva from Minchas Yitzchak that said you should try to finish everything by day. They do bring it down. And even the Das Torah, the Marsham of Das Torah, he brings for the Pachacher that is Bekel, but he says he's not so sure to be Samich on it. I think one place he's Bekel, one place Machmir. So this seems there are Machmir, but I think that, I think, again, is pretty Makubal to be Bekel.
So which one is better? After three.
What I would think?
Second.
Do it by day like Omer and go into the night. Especially if you're kept the first minute. Especially if the Chazan Kala kept the first minute. Okay. While I'm here, I just want to mention the Gabe Shavasa B'Tammuz. There's a whole shayla about that. Could a person make a chasna on the 16th of Tammuz and the chub will be finished before Shkia and then continue into the night with the Kudim Mecholos? So, I didn't see Rav Moshe talk about it specifically. He talks about Svira. I assume he would say the same thing, but I didn't see that Mefurish. But I did see from a number of poskim that to say it's okay, but it sounds like if you could avoid it, avoid it. That's for sure the way they bring that from Eliashiv. If you can plan it for another time, plan it for another time. But if the Maisa, you have to do it then, you could continue it tonight. In the Archos Rabbeinu, they bring there that the stipler was asked about this. It sounds like he was there sort of on the spot. Like some guys came knocking on the door in the middle of the chasna. We just finished the chuppah. It's about shkia now. Could we, you know, participate in dancing? So it says there, he didn't want to answer. But to his son, Reb Chaim, he said, Mistaber de Mutter. That's what it said. But it said he didn't want to answer. He didn't want to tell them that they could do it. But he told them, Mistaber de Mutter. One place I saw that writes unequivocally Mutter, and this I saw, is in the Kovitz Halachas where Shmuel Kamaski on Ben Avitzarim. He says Mutter Lechatchila. Mutter Lechatchila, to plan the chasna on Yudvav, you know, on the 16th of Zion, to finish the chuppah of Nivo Yom, and then you can go into the night with the regular thing. That's what he says there.
I don't know about Bar Mitzvah.
You really got Bar Mitzvah. But the Zion.
I
thought you had son during the Sphira.
That's the other son. The next one is the Zion Tavis.
Okay. I think it does. In fact, some of the places I think I saw specifically, they said by Bar Mitzvah you should end it. I got engaged that day. I got engaged on Tezayin towards evening. Our parents got together that night. We had a bar during the 3 weeks, but no music. But I got engaged when your son was born. Many years before your son was born. Okay, now in terms of, let's say, a chasen and kala have different minhagim in Torah Sfira, or maybe Ashkenaz and Sfard. Sfard don't get married to Lama Dalit. He's Lama Gimel, or let's say getting married the week after Pesach. So it's brought that it goes by the chasen. Just like once they're married, she takes his kulas. So Rabbi Yashua is quoting Yisrael Yosef, and so other people say, who had in Legabe the Etzim Chasna, she could already take his school. Even though until he marries her, it's like, Legabe the Guf HaChasna, it's like, Bon Kecha, she could take his, he takes his Minhag. Okay, Mr. Shem, maybe next week we'll continue with about music, and tonight we had our own music.